Up to the top of Yetesimat Aleph, just to kind of refresh what we were discussing yesterday. The Gemara began by discussing the concept of whether the holidays, the minor holidays mentioned in Megillas Tainus, have been nullified. And the Gemara quoted a whole story about how on the 3rd of Tishrei, there was a takana to override the Chashmonaim's takana, to write Hashem's name in a shtar, because people were throwing the shtaros in the garbage. They made it into a holiday. Fine, so that was the story that we saw. So the Gemara now asks, Now we know Gimel Tishrei is what we call Tzom Gedalia. Now, you may think by reading this question in the Gemara is asking, well, why don't we fast? And the Gemara is actually asking the opposite, that because it's the day that Gedalia was killed, we dafka should not fast. Why would that be a reason to not fast? Well, as we've already noted several times, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, all of the days that we have today as fast days were days of joy. So even though, yes, the events of Gedalia's murder were tragic, but the Gemara is suggesting that you should not be allowed to fast anyway on Gimel Tishrei when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Forget about the whole story of the rabbis getting rid of the takana of writing Hashem's name in a shnar. There's a much more basic reason, because it was a tragic day when Gedalia was killed, a day of Chorban, and when we have a Beis HaMikdash, that Chorban goes out the window. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav lo nitzricha ela le'esor es shelefanav. The chiddush of this other story about the Chachamim getting rid of the takana of writing Hashem's name in a shtar is to teach you a chiddush that it's even usher to fast on the day beforehand, because days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, so sometimes not only are you not allowed to fast on the day itself, but even the day before and sometimes the day after, you're also not allowed to fast. So the Gemara says, hang on one second. So the Gemara says, Shalafan of Nami, typically the Havale Yom Shala Acharosh Chodesh. So you would have thought the Gemara would have asked, like, right, just like Shalom just asked, well, isn't it the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So the Ritva actually discusses why the Gemara doesn't talk about Rosh Hashanah, maybe because, you know, technically speaking, if you're outside of Yerushalayim when there was Kiddush HaChodesh, there really was only one day of Rosh Hashanah. Again, without getting into too much, you know, of the technicalities, the Gemara is asking, isn't this the day after Rosh Chodesh? It's kind of strange because it's the only first of the month that we don't actually celebrate as Rosh Chodesh, quote unquote. It's really Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Chodesh. But again, for you know, those are all kind of technical questions. But the point is that Beis Tishrei, for lack of a better word, is the day after Rosh Chodesh, in which case anyway, it should be usher to fast, because didn't we just say that any day after a holiday you're not allowed to fast? To which the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh de'oraisa lo ba'iches. Since Rosh Chodesh is de'oraisa, and by extension, you can obviously argue that Rosh Hashanah is also de'oraisa, so it would work for that as well. The Gemara invokes this concept that de'oraisas don't require extra chizuk, extra strength from the rabbis. In other words, the fact that you're not allowed to fast on a day before or after a minor holiday in Megillas Tainus is basically to give support, to bolster and to buttress the day, and so people take it seriously. People are not going to downplay Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah because those are days that are de'oraisa anyway. So there's no reason for the rabbis to tell you not to fast the day afterwards. Then the Gemara says, Desanya, Hayomim ha'ila haksuvim de Megillas Tainus asurin bein lefneim bein la'achareim. The Gemara gives this very basic distinction that the days that are listed in Megillas Tainus, not only can you not fast on those days itself, but you also can't fast the day before and after, again, because those are only midrabanan and they need that extra push from the rabbis. But days like Shabbos and Yantif, there's no isser to fast before or after, because again, they're do'oraisa anyway. So now the Gemara asks, still following this kind of very technical line of reasoning. So in other words, why don't we say that, in other words, instead of saying that Beis Tishrei is the day after Rosh Chodesh or the day after Rosh Hashanah or the second day of Rosh Hashanah or whatever you want to call it, why not say it's the day before Gedalia ben Achikam was killed? And again, remember, when the Beis HaMikdash is around, that's actually a good thing, because we're trying to say that you're not allowed to fast when you have a Beis HaMikdash. So if it's the day before a day you're not allowed to fast, shouldn't you not be allowed to fast anyway on Beis Tishrei? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Ashi, Gedalia ben Achikam divrei Kabbalah, the divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah damu. The whole source for the fast of Tzom Gedalia is derived from Sukkim and Sefer Malachim, so that has the status of divrei Torah. Again, this is a whole, you know, kind of separate discussion in general whether Nach is on par with Torah for these types of halachos. But we're assuming for now that it has the status of a doraisa, and if that's the case, you don't need that extra chizuk. So Beis Tishrei in and of itself, again, leaving aside the whole Rosh Hashanah aspect of it, there shouldn't technically be an issue to fast. And just, it happens to be interesting, just by the way, just parenthetically, theoretically, there's a whole separate discussion whether you're even allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah at all. There's one opinion quoted in the Torah that actually says that you have to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So again, that's not really related to this Gemara, but it's kind of interesting that it kind of overlaps with this discussion. Okay. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Be'esrim Utamanya Be'asas Besorta Tavsa Lihudai, Delo Ye'idun Me'oraisa, She'gazra Hamalchus Gzeira Shelo Yasku Betorah Ve'shelo Yamulu Es B'neim, Ve'she'yechalalu Shabbasu. So there was a Gzeira on the 28th of Adar. There was some good news that came to the Jewish people that they were not required to, you know, to waver or to leave, you know, learning Torah, because initially the Romans made decrees that we couldn't learn Torah, that we couldn't give bris milah, that we had to be mechal Shabbos. So me'asa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaverav. What did Yehuda ben Shamua and his colleagues, when they heard about all these decrees, what did they do? Holchu v'natlu etza mimatrunisa acha shakol gdolei romi mitzui netzla. They went to some famous Roman matron, some Roman women that all of the Roman officials knew. Amr lohem bo v'hafginu balayla. So she said to them, come in the middle of the night, go out to the marketplaces and scream and cry and daven to Hashem. So holchu v'hafginu balayla, that's what they did. Amru, they said, ishamayim, you know, they cried out to Hashem. Lo achichem anachnu, v'lo b'nei avechad anachnu, v'lo b'nei emachas anachnu, manish da'aninu mikol umma v'lashon shatim gozren alenu gzeros kashos u'bitlum. They basically cried out and they said, why are we being singled out for persecution? And eventually the gzeros were nullified. V'oso hayom asa uhu yantif. That day, chav ches adar, the day that those decrees were nullified, became a yantif. So the Gemara asks the question that we've already seen several times last couple of days. V'isalka daitach bat l'megillas tainis, kamaisa batal achren yasam osifin. Again, the same question we keep on seeing. If you're going to argue that Megillas Tainis, that all these holidays have been nullified, which again was an opinion we already saw in the Gemara yesterday, how can you start adding on to these days? How can we reinforce or bring back to life these holidays that have you know, ostensibly been nullified? Now we're saying, oh, let's bring it back and let's make it usher to fast and in certain cases to eulogize. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll argue that this, and that in this instance there's a Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we're justified in bringing back the holidays and Megillas Tainis. The Gemara says, not true. For Yehuda ben Shamua, Talmido shel Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Basar Hachihava. Yehuda ben Shamua, who is one of the people in the story, is a student of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir himself lived after the Churban. How do we know that Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir? Disnan, it's a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. It says, Kleischuches shenikvu vehitif lesochan evar. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shamua metame mishum Rabbi Meir vachametar. Again, the specific case of the Mishnah is not really so relevant to the Gemara. The Mishnah is talking about a glass kli that has a hole in it. So we know normally if a kli develops a hole, if it's no longer functional, it's no longer makabel tuma. But then the guy went ahead and he started to plug up the hole with lead. So the question is the fact that you're using that lead to plug up the hole, does that make it into a kli again? So according to Yehuda ben Shamua, in the name of Rav Meir, he says yes, now it's a kli again and it's metame. But according to the Chachamim, it's not. The whole point of this mission is just to prove that Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir. That's the only reason why we're even quoting this. Fine. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tanahi, the question of whether the holidays in Megillas Tainis were nullified is subject to a machlokas. The Sanya, Hayonim ma'ilu aksuvim in Megillas Tainis, bein bizman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim, bein bizman she'in beis ha'mikdash kayim, asurin divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi omer bizman she'beis ha'mikdash kayim asurin, mipnei she'simcha hilohem, ein beis ha'mikdash kayim mutarim, mipnei she'evel hulohem. So basically, there's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, the days of Megillas Tainis are basically in full force whether or not we have a Beis HaMikdash. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he says they're only in effect when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to fast on those days, because anyway, we're in a state of avelus for the Churban as it is. So the Gemara says, v'hilchasa batlu, v'hilchasa lo batlu. So the Gemara seems to give contradictory implications about what the halacha is. Or in other words, are these days nullified or not? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kashi hilchasa hilchasa. That's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, no, lo kashi, kan mechanako, purim kan b'shar yom. We actually alluded to this a little bit yesterday, which is that the only days that we have from Megillas Tainis today are Hanukkah and Purim, but all of the other holidays in Megillas Tainis we no longer have; they're no longer applicable. Okay, then the mission.
Rabbi, yeah. We don't have this Megillas Tainis today, do we? In fact, do we just have whatever's in the Gemara that refers to it?
Well, you're asking if we have the text of Megillas Tainis, or you're asking?
Yeah.
No, you can. No. People have the text of Megillas Tainis. I actually bought a copy of Megillas Tainis a bunch of years ago, actually, when I was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. Yeah, you can actually get it. It's basically just a compilation of like brisos. So it's not like we have access to it, but again, lahalacha, we only observe Hanukkah and Purim are the only days that we observe that come from Megillas Tainis. All the other days we no longer observe. Okay.
Now, yeah. It's called Megillas Tainis. Does it have both I'll call it days of joy, like this Kavchet of
all the days in Megillas Tainis are minor holidays that are days of joy in which you're not allowed to fast, and in certain cases, you're also not allowed to eulogize. It's all, when we get to Meseches Tainis in a few weeks, we're going to talk a lot more about it. We'll see.
Yeah, Billy, yeah, you're interested in these holidays so we can cut out Kachi.
That's right. That's right.
I just cut out Kavchet for Adar.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so fine. So then the Mishnah said, "Elu mimnei Rosh Hashanah v'al Tishrei mimnei Takanas HaMoados." These were two of the 6 months in which Beis Din sends out the emissaries to inform people that it's Rosh Chodesh, on Elul for Rosh Hashanah, and on Tishrei to make sure everyone knows when the holidays are, specifically when Sukkot is. So the Gemara asks, "Kevan denavke luhu a Elul a Tishrei lamaluhu?" Once you're sending out the shluchim, the messengers for Elul, why do you have to send out the messengers for Tishrei? In other words, people are going to figure out when Aleph of Tishrei is based on if they know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. So the Gemara says, "Well, maybe not." Maybe you'll tell me no, because it could very well be that Elul was a 30-day month. So, in other words, if there is some kind of ambiguity about whether Elul should be 29 or 30 days, maybe that's why you need the messengers, so that people know what day, what was Elul 1 or 2, what was Elul 29 or 30 days. The Gemara says, but that's not true. V'ha'amar Rabbi Chinana bar Kahana, Amar Rav, Mimos Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu Elul me'ubar. Because the Gemara famously tells us that from the days of Ezra and onwards, Elul was never a 30-day month. And again, this is a true halacha today. Elul is always, the last day of Elul is Chavtes Elul, and the next day is Aleph Tishrei. So the Gemara says, what's the point of sending out the shluchim for Tishrei? Everyone knows that Elul is 29 days. So once you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, just count 29 days, and the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no. Lo matzinu de lo itzrich, ha itzrich ma'avrina le. All the Gemara meant was, is that, in other words, there was never a reason, there was never a need to make Elul into 30 days, but in theory, if there was some kind of a pressing need to make Elul into 30 days, theoretically the Beis Din would do it. So it's not impossible to do, it was just, there was never a reason for it. So therefore, you still need to send out the shluchim so people know when Aleph Tishrei is. So the Gemara is saying, hold on a second, HaMekalkel Rosh Hashanah. The problem is that if, let's say, 1 year Beis Din decides for some reason that Elul needs to be 30 days, aren't you going to mess up when Rosh Hashanah is? You're going to throw everyone off. Rosh Hashanah is going to be a day later than everyone thought. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mutav tekalkel Rosh Hashanah v'lo yiskalkelu kulu moados dekanami dekatani al tishri mimnei takanas hamoados shmamina. The Gemara says we'd rather mess around with the day of Rosh Hashanah, so that this way the other chagim, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, are on the right day. And in fact, the Gemara says that's meduyak. That's what the inference, the implication of the Mishnah is when it uses the phrase takanas hamoados, right? The word tikkun, that everything should be in order, everything should be rectified. So the implication is that we're more concerned about the holidays that come in Tishrei than we are about Rosh Hashanah itself. Okay, then we said,
Yom HaRichta
is a separate issue. That's about Rosh Hashanah itself. Here we're just talking about sending out shluchim to figure out when Aleph Tishrei is. That has no bearing on the question of Yom HaRichta. That's a separate issue. Okay, then the Mishnah says, V'yal Kislev b'mnei Chanukah, V'yal Adar b'mnei HaPurim, V'ilu nis'abra Hashanah yotzen afal Adar Shini b'mnei HaPurim lo katane. What the Mishnah does not say is that, let's say it's a leap year, the Mishnah never says that you have to send messengers out for Adar Shini, for Adar Beis. It never says that. So the Gemara says, Masnisin delo kerebi. So presumably our Mishnah is against Rebbe. The Sanya, Rebbe Omer, Im nis'abra Hashanah yotzen afal Adar Hashini b'mnei HaPurim. Rebbe holds that if it's a leap year, you have to send the messengers out for Adar Shini as well, because that's, of course, when Purim is. So the Gemara says, Lema b'hakam miflegei, demar stavar kol mitzvos ha-noah goes b'sheni, noah goes b'rishon, umar stavar kol mitzvos ha-noah goes b'sheni, ain noah goes b'rishon. Presumably the machlokas between Rebbe and Artana is, do we say that any mitzvah that applies in Adar Sheni also b'dievet applies in Adar Rishon or not? Rebbe clearly holds that all the mitzvos of Purim, of Adar, all apply in Adar Sheni, whether it's Shalach Manos, whether it's Matanos Levyonim, Mikra Megillah, all that applies only in Adar Sheni. But presumably, says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be of the opinion, this is a Machlokas and Maseches Megillah, they seem to be assuming that could be certain carryover where B'dievet, if you did certain things in Adar Rishon, maybe that would be okay. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not true. The Chuli Alam mitzvos Noah goes B'Sheni, ain't Noah goes B'Rishon, V'Hacha B'Ibur Shana Kamiflegei. Desanya, Kama Ibur Shana Lamid Yom, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Lomer Chodesh. The Gemara says everyone agrees that whatever applies in Adar Sheni cannot be done in Adar Rishon. The Machlokas is, how long is the extra Adar? Is it 30 days or is it only 29 days? When the Gemara uses the term Chodesh, Stam Chodesh is 29 days in contrast to Lamed Yom, which is 30 days. So the Gemara says, Maishna Lamed Diyade Chodesh Namiyadi. So again, why would I need to send out messengers for a 30-day month, let's say, for the second Adar? If it's 29 days, I should also know that. So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Papa, Manda, Amar Chodesh, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shlo. Shloshim, because the opinion in the Gemara that said that an Ibur Shana, that the extra month of the year is a Chodesh, what that basically means is it could be either 29 or 30 days. So since it's ambiguous, you still have to send out messengers so people know exactly how many days of Rosh Chodesh there are. Then the Gemara says, Heyed Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Mishem Kahala Kadisha Dirushalayim Al Shnei Adardim Shemekadshin Osam Biyom Iburehen. So basically, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi testified that the two Adars, that you're Makadish them on the day of their Ibur, which basically means that the 30th day, which would otherwise have been, let's say, the last day of the month and the first day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh, is now just going to become the first day of the next month, which is another way of saying it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara asks, Lememra de chaserin avdinan, melein lo avdinan. So the implication now is that you're only going to make the month of Adar, or in this case, the two Adars, you're going to make them only chaser. They're only going to be 29-day months, and you're never going to make them into 30-day months. And the Gemara points out, Liafukemi de darash Rav Nachman bar Chista, Heyed Rabbi Simai, Mishum Chagai Zechariu Malachi Al Shnei Adarim Shim Ratu La Sosan Shnei and Malay and Osin Shnei and Chaser and Osin Echon Mali Vechon Chaser Osin Vechacha Yunoagin Bagola. Right, so there were different practices about this. There were some, in other words, the Gemara quotes this tradition from Chagai Zechariu Malachi that you could make both Adars 30 days, both Adars 29 days, or you could do, you know, or you could do one and one. And the Gemara says, Mishum Rabenu Amru La Olam Echon Mali Vechon Chaser Achi Yivadelecha Shehukvar Rosh Chodesh Bismano. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he says no. He says that there's one Adar is always going to be 30 days, one is always going to be 29 days, until you know for a fact when Rosh Chodesh was established. And the Gemara says, Sholchu le'lemar ukva, Adar ha-samach le-Nisan le-Olam Chaser. This is what we do la-Halacha today. The Adar that's next to Nisan, so in, like for example, this year in a leap year, when we have two Adars, the second Adar will only be 29 days, which means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan will only be, which it always is only one day, whereas the first Adar will be 30 days. So that means you're going to have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, but you only have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Nachman al Shnei Chadashim. There are, of the 6 months that we send out messengers, for two of those months were even Mechal Shabbos, for Nisan because of Pesach and for Tishrei. So the Gemara asks, Iyamar Pishlama Zimnin Male Zimnin Chaser Nishim Hachi Mechal Alinan Ela Iyamar Liolam Chaser Amai Mechal Alinan. So the Gemara says, I understand if you're going to argue that the two Adar sometimes are 29, sometimes are 30 days, that's why you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you know, in order to figure out when Rosh Chodesh Nisan really is, so we know when Pesach is. But if you're going to tell me, like the other opinion in the Gemara, that the Adars are always 29 days no matter what, so then what right do I have to be Mechal Shabbos to go tell people when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is? Everyone's going to figure it out. Everyone knows that Adar is only 29 days. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah. There's a unique mitzvah, specifically when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, right? Because we know the pasuk says in Parashas Bo, Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. So there's a unique mitzvah to be Mekadesh al pi ariyah, that the Edim should come, so much so that we're willing to be Mechal Shabbos, even though we don't need the Edim in terms of the knowledge of when the day is, but in terms of the formality of doing Kiddush HaChodesh with Edim, that we're going to insist on for Chodesh Nisan, even if it means being Mechal HaShabbos.